question.
Now, I have a little speech prepared, and it's the A to Z of flying with Ryanair. Anyone here have a nightmare story about Ryanair? Everyone. Right, well, I went and did some research, and a lot of this is opinionated. I haven't learned it off. I wish I had, but I'll go for an A. Airline passenger service commitment. Okay, and I'll tell you what the airline passenger service commitment is. It's 14 unbinding commitments to deliver a defined quality of service to air travellers. They were drawn up by European countries in the European Commission. European governments and air traveller they range from assisting passengers facing delays, delivering baggage as quickly as possible, meeting needs of people with reduced mobility, and being responsive to passenger complaints. Every single airline signed up to it. Ryanair did not. Okay, that is the first moment where you see, okay, they're giving you free travel, but what are they actually taking from you? Ryanair airplanes are all second hand. That means other airlines decided that they weren't fit to be used for their own people anymore. Ryanair bought them. That's why you're flying it. Second hand airplanes. Air hostesses. All the air hostesses now who want to take part, who want to get employed with Ryanair, have to pay in order to do a course to get on. Every single other airline, if they're training someone, they pay for the training. You now have to pay to get trained to work for Ryanair. They get badly paid to work for Ryanair at that. Baggage. Don't put anything in the hold you can't afford to lose. Baggage handlers in Stansted are overworked. Basically what happens is, you can take a... We were there... sent our instruments through, we had a flight going up to another country, our instruments never came, we couldn't get the next flight. They're overstaffed. What happens is they contract out the work so that they have no responsibility. They get someone who's going to say, okay, you pass in the luggage, all Ryanair luggage, you pass that in. This job would take 10 people, you know, it would take 10 people to do it maybe in an hour. These contractors will employ maybe 2, 3, 4 people, pocket the rest of the money, you're left waiting. So don't put anything in the hold if you're travelling with Ryanair that you can afford to lose. Oh yeah, and as happened before, you might be asked to put your luggage and other people's luggage into the hold if the contractors are decided to not turn up that day. Now, credit cards versus cash. This is a trick. Another thing, they think you're getting free flight, but they won't accept cash off you. Nobody. If you go and try to give them cash, they know. And the reason they give is, owing to the high cost of security administration, Ryanair will not accept cash. It's all on their website, by the way. You just read the terms and conditions. It's frightening reading. But they will charge you. Because they won't accept cash, they say, right, you have to pay by credit card. Charge you to pay them by credit card. And this is why. They charge you a handling fee of €5 on each credit card transaction to defray the substantial administration costs they incur. So basically, it costs you to pay Ryanair, right? Now, also, paying by credit card authorises them to charge, this in quotes, to charge any additional charges which may become due to Ryanair in respect to flight arrangements, howsoever arising without additional authority. What the hell does that mean? I was trying to go, okay, so they could charge you a snowstorm flight tax if they want. They have your credit card details. They have just said, and you, every time you buy your ticket, you give them the credit card details, you authorise them to charge any additional charges which may become due to Ryanair in respect to flight arrangements. So if they're late flying out, okay, because whatever reason, they have to pay another airport charge, they're going to take it out of your credit card. And how many people ever tricks their credit card receipts? Probably none of you. Foolish of you anyway. So I told you about contractors, that's the C. All the way to Z to go. It's good fun. Right. On behalf of Ryanair, we would like to apologise for the delay in departure of flight F454, F4112, F4. When they're late, an apology is announced. When you're late, you're denied boarding. It's all one way with Ryanair. Excess baggage. The amount of baggage weight per passenger was reduced from 20 kg to 15 kg. Okay, that's 15 kilograms, that's 15 bags of sugar. Most other airlines, it's 20 kg. They charge €6 per kilogram over the requirement. So if you come up and you have 16 kilograms, they're going to charge you €6. They won't accept cash. So that's €11. That's your extra 5 for giving them a credit card. And let's say it costs them more to put in the hold, they'll charge you as well. Now,
you don't work for Aer Lingus, by the way, do you?
Huh?
You get the
you
snow tax.
No, I don't work for Aer Lingus. But they're starting to charge for cups of tea. I was just flying there, flew back yesterday, and it was €1 for a cup of tea. But it was Lions, and it's £2.50 on Ryanair for a bloody cup of tepid water with a crap tea bag in it. But anyway, you get paid for cheap flights, is what you get. No frills means if anything goes wrong, which it generally always does, and anyone who has a story can come up here and tell me afterwards. No frills means they bear no responsibility, and you won't find anyone with the capacity or authority to do anything about it. Something went wrong, tough shit, what do you expect for a tenner or a pound? Anyway, so they say. Gate changes is one of the clever way Ryanair deals with overbooking. Now, every single airline overbooks because generally what happens is, you know, there's a certain amount of people who won't turn up. Ryanair do gate changes. So you're sitting there at your gate, someone announces a gate change at the gate area. You're sitting there, you go to your gate and you say, sorry, the plane's gone, you can't get on. That's their clever way of you doing what they do with overbooking. Honourable, it may not come as any surprise, but you need to be stated, Ryanair are not an honourable organisation. Know your rights because they won't let you know them. Always know your rights when you're flying. They never let you know them. If they overbook, they have to give you the price of the flight and an extra flight out. If you have not been denied access onto a plane, they have to pay you money. Just remember that. Here, I don't know if you've noticed, the company policy for all staff in Ryanair is a nice little bun, donut bun at the back. They all have to wear it. I asked one woman about it, I said, what's the story? What's with the hairstyle? Are you not allowed to be, you know, are you not allowed to have your own hairstyle? I said, well, if it's long, we have to put it up like that. I said, what if it's short? Well, it's just short, but preferably everyone has to wear this donut bun. Go into the airport, it's frightening. Insurance. Ryan, this is really important. Ryanair passengers are not insured against injuries sustained when the fastened seatbelt light is on. Okay? So if you don't have your, when it is or isn't, when it's on, let's say you have your seatbelt off and they crash, no insurance for you. That's what that means, okay?
Anyway.
Passengers sign no waiver to this effect. Therefore, they're breaking aviation law and the public liability laws. Jet lag, a condition normally associated with long-haul flights. Generally, the stress of flying a Ryanair causes it as well. Kind-hearted, not a phrase anyone associates with Ryanair, yet they do provide cut price flights. Yes, low airfares are great, but low standards are unacceptable. Lost luggage. In Stansted, trailers loading onto Ryanair planes are not covered in canvas, resulting in hundreds of bags falling off on the way to the airplane. Every other airline generally cover the bags. Ryanair don't cover the bags. Cost them too much to throw a net over it. The computer systems when we were in Stansted were down, and they were constantly down. They said employees making no effort to identify or locate luggage. The whole place was covered, like this amount of luggage. And the woman was sitting there behind her desk. Anyone said, I've lost my luggage, she goes, computers are down, nothing I can do about it. Contractors had about 5 people employed, they needed 20. They didn't give a toss. Now, if you... What? I'm on L. I'll get this out. Just hang on in there. God damn it. It took me ages to write this. Now, HEP Air Services, these are contractors cleaning Ryanair's aeroplane. If you leave anything on the aeroplane, they charge you £10 a month, so it's probably...
Okay, we won't fly Ryanair.
Yeah, well, you might just because it's cheap. €12 it will cost you to send for them to send anything out, and €5 if they have to bring it out to the airline waiting area, and they'll probably charge you another £5 for paying them because you're not allowed paying cash. So now, well, that's Michael O'Leary, managing director of the unfair airline, as I like to call them. If staff reflects the man on top, they are proof that he is the most belligerent, aggressive and arrogant man in the world of aviation. The man has only one agenda, to amass vast fortunes. The people his apprentices continuously mistreat along the way matters little when there's gold to gather. There's somebody said once, what profits a man who gains the wealth of the world and loses his soul? Nightmare. Everyone has their nightmare story. That's N. Or, I've gone on to, I don't have O or P, I'm sure you can kind of gather it out, but no refund is my R, no, that's N still, actually. No matter what you spent on the ticket, if you miss your flight or they somehow don't fulfill their contract, a lot of people don't spend €2 on flights. There's a lot of people who spend £200 just to secure a flight because a lot of people are overbooked.
Can I make a quick announcement?
Yeah.
Okay.
Quick announcement.
I'm only in Dublin for 2 more weeks.
Yeah, nice.
I'm only in Dublin for 2 more weeks. I live in India. If anyone wants to get on my email contacts list, just come up and
ask me.
Trying to hook up for you. Huh?
Now, no refund means you won't be able to negotiate until you have the full amount of money for the next flight in your hand.
Refund.
Huh?
Refund.
No, it was N, sorry. I'm on O now, I thought her. OP, I've got 3 or 4 P's, I'm sorry. I'll skip by the right. Overbooking, I told you about overbooking. Prizes, Ryanair never give prizes. The only time they did give a prize, they refused to honour it. There was a woman, they did a massive PR campaign for the millionth customer. This woman was ringing up, Michael O'Leary took over, so they did this millionth customer campaign. And this woman said she was a millionth customer, free flights for life with Ryanair, they said. Michael O'Leary took over, she was ringing up saying, I want a flight to here, there and wherever. Anyway, they wouldn't give it to her, she successfully sued them in the courts. They gave her €75,000, but no more free flights. They don't honour their they don't honour their own words. Passports, okay? An intergovernmental arrangement between Ireland and England made passports unnecessary when travelling between two jurisdictions. Between Ireland and England, you don't have to bring your passport. What you need now is valid identification. But Ryanair are illegally demanding passports off their UK and Ireland passengers. The terms and conditions only state the passengers must supply valid photo identification when picking up tickets ordered in their name. Indifferent and inflexible, as Ryanair staff tend to be, they refused an 82-year-old woman who turned up with her passport and it was a few days out of date. This is who we are paying for. Every time you fly Ryanair, this is what they're doing to elderly people. I'll get onto wheelchairs in a second. Point to point, another P. Ryanair don't provide an airline service. They provide an airline. An airline that flies from one point to the other. Passengers are not people. You're cargo. Okay, that's the way they treat you. And cargo has no need beyond being lifted and deposited in its intended destination. Remember that if you fly with them, you're cargo. You're not a person. Your cargo has money in his pocket. Okay, we're on Q now. Qs, why do they always seem to take longer with Ryanair? Because their check-in counters are only open for 1.5 hours per flight. Consequently, you must wait the long, laborious, congested queue with all the other passengers at check-in counters, baggage, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Or, respect, I'm talking about Ryanair here, if anyone who hasn't known what I'm on about. And this is the A to Z of Ryanair. I don't really respect them, but respect anyway. Full-paying or low-paying passenger, all treated with the same lack of respect, as I said, your cargo. Once you pay into this model of flying, a normal interpersonal discourse is out the window. In their eyes, you are a cheap customer and deserving of no or less respect. Responsibility, still on R. Ryanair could be the best airline in the world. I think that. If only they would show consideration to the people who are keeping them in business. It's the same all over. All of us people, we're paying to keep all these people in business, yet they keep charging us more, and we continuously pay to keep them in business. Okay? To continue to provide low fares, they would have us believe they must renege on their responsibility. That's not true. They just didn't sign up to that airline charter I told you about earlier. In fact, shedding service-related responsibilities inflates their profit. Their irresponsibility is fast making the most hated company in Ireland. Stewardesses, I don't know if anyone else has found this, but I've found it to be the rudest in the business. Must they unlearn all natural tendencies towards civility to apply or to adopt their philosophy of the customer is the least important? Everyone else says the customer is the most important. You agree with me? I'm on tea now, okay? I told you earlier, tea costs £2.50. Or maybe more, and it's a tepid cup of insipid water. Terms and conditions. Ryanair terms and conditions are a declaration of bad service. Before you pass your credit card details, it is strongly advised to read them. They really do make for very worrying reading. If you fly Ryanair, look up the website, read the terms and conditions.
Why is the platform not wheelchair accessible?
It is over there. Take-off and landings, that doesn't matter about that. Okay, most airlines have reduced their speed, that doesn't matter about that. Unreliable, unprofessional, uncompromising, uncharitable, uncivil, unorganized, unreasonable, unnecessarily unfriendly, unethical, unkind, unpleasant, and unscrupulous. This is what I think of Ryanair, a veritable thesaurus of negative synonyms. Now, vacation, if you can afford to take another airline, I would strongly suggest that you take another airline, because they could, and have done so on a million occasions, with a lot of other passengers, destroyed their vacation. Water, flying an airline dehydrates. It takes about a litre and a half out of your system every time you fly. The reason they have air in their compartments, they don't have water in there. Every time you sweat, it goes back up into the air conditioning and comes out as air. Okay? Now every airline has to provide water to their customers. Ryanair were doing this for a while. They used to have stewardesses are given 3 litres of water to give to anyone as they wish. You now have to buy the water. I asked her for a free cup of water. She gave me the tap water, which they fill up in the airport. It tasted rotten. I wasn't going to drink it. It had scum on the top of it. They have to provide water to you, but they make you pay for it.
Wheelchairs.
You're on W. I'm on wheelchairs now. Thank you. While all other airlines continue to provide wheelchairs as a courtesy, Ryanair charged £5. This was until news broke, causing a scandal. A dying RIP relative, crippled by cancer, was being brought home to spend their last days in the country of their birth. Not having the sterling on him, the carrier promised to pay for the wheelchair at the arrival. So he said, listen, I don't have the money on me. I'm going to be collected by someone at the other end. I'm dying. Please give me a wheelchair to the plane. He had a couple of days to live. They all knew he'd be brought home. What did Ryanair do? No, we're not giving you a wheelchair. Don't give a fuck if you're dying, they said. All these other people, they're your cargo. We're not giving you a wheelchair. So anyway, Ryanair could no longer afford to be actively refusing this service. So they stopped providing it altogether. Instead, what they do now is they direct passengers of reduced mobility to the wheelchair service provider. Okay, so they basically contracted it out, whereupon payment of a nominal fee. So you pay a nominal fee to get professional assistance. You will get a professional person to bring you to the plane for a nominal fee. So they don't actively not give you the wheelchair, they just make you pay someone else to bring you to the airport. Okay, you're coming. Why? Yobs. I know. Yobs is a bad attitude. I know. Zed, I've come to the end. Zillionaire is my Zed. Not until... This was written before he actually started paying people to go on airplanes. Not until Michael O'Leary has become a zillionaire, or until the European Commission makes legally binding the airline contract with passengers, will he consider spending a single cent easing his customers' journey to their onward destinations. Suffer, you must, until then. Thank you! Anyone else wants to get up here? Maybe you guys, you got a lot of big voice. Are you going over?